Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis teaches us Tana Rabbanan Graf Sharei Vabat Vabitshamei Reglayim Also Likrois Krisha Kenegdam. One may not say Krishma when in the presence of a urinal or a toilet, Af Bishamem Klum, even though if they're now currently clean. And actually, there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim. Why? The Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Krishma Halacha Yud Beis says Graf Sharei Vabitch Bei Raglayim also Likras Krisha Kenegdam Vabishem Ban Klum, even though they're clean, Venlem Reich Ra, they don't even have any foul odor. Neshem Kebeis Akise, they're considered a Beis Akise. And as the Mefarshim, the Beis Yosef, and the other Mefarshim who explain the opinion of the Rambam's opinion is based on that there's a new concept in Halacha. There is a concept in Halacha that a place that's considered, a place that which is a Graf Sharei Vabat Abitshamei Reglayim, is considered a Beis Akisei. And Halacha is that one may not say Krishma or Davin in such a place, no matter what the cleanliness status of it is. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that the issa of a graf and a bit is because they're considered like tzoya. Actually, the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoina is, and Rambam, could be understood because it's interesting to point out the Mei Reglayim itself seemed to be more lenient. We treat the Mei Reglayim in the Gemara more leniently than we actually even treat the Abit and the Graf Sharei. And the question is why? According to Rambam, it's quite understandable. And the Mishnah Brewer says this type of explanation as well. Because the Graf Sharei and the Abit Shamei Reglayim are not usur, as the Rambam explains, because they are tzoya, or because they are mei reglayim. They're usur because they're a new concept, they're a new category, the category known in halacha of a beis akisei. And therefore, even if there are certain leniencies that would apply by a on mei reglayim, those leniencies would not apply by the graf sharei and abit shamei reglayim. Actually, one could perhaps suggest that the machloikis of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina is actually referred to by Tosfos as well in our sugya. Because Tosfos here, a very short Tosfos, says Graf Sharei, Pirish Rashi Shal Cheres. Rashi says when we speak about Graf Sharei and Tosfos, we're talking about one made out of Cheres, Belua, that it absorbs. Mashmal of Pirusha says Tosfos that according to Rashi, Av Kli Deloy Bola, if the Graf Sharei, the Bit Shabei Reglayim, will be made out of a material does not absorb, Kigoyim Zechuchis, such as glass, Efshar Deshari. Then the halacha would be that perhaps we could be more lenient when we speak about a Graf Sharei and a Bit Shabei Reglayim, because they don't absorb. What is Tosfos seemingly saying? Tosfos is saying that the problem of a Graf Sharei and Abit Shamei Reglayim is that they're like tzoya, and since they're like tzoya, we need to be concerned about the fact that you're not allowed to say Krishma or Davin near tzoya. But once they're made out of material that don't absorb, so then we could be more lenient and not treat them like tzoya. It seems that Tosfos learns like the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoina. What's interesting to point out is that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Zayin Sif Aleph indeed paskins Graf Sharei Vabit Shamei Reglayim Shal Cheres or Shal Eitz, if they're made out of earthenware or wood, Tzorach Laharchik Mehem Kamoim Mitzoya. Again, it seems that they're treated exactly like tzoyer, and therefore, afilu hitl b'mayim, even if they were, even if there's water in them, it makes no difference. The halacha is that you can't say krishma. Avamahim shal matchis, oy shal zechuchis, if they're made out of metal or glass, oy shal cheres mitzupa, or by glazed cheres, mutter, one may say krishma next to them. Not, of course, the halacha will not be the same. Imheim rechutzim yofa, if they are washed well. And clearly, all the paiskim indicate that if they are not, if they pass a bad odor, then everybody will agree that it's awesome. Here, so again, according to the Rambam, and that is the way many paiskim paskin, if it's obvious that it's a urinal, if it's obvious that it's a toilet, then there's no heter to say that it there's no heter at all to have to treat such an area. Only where it's not obvious, only when it's not an obvious toilet, there could we be more lenient if it was once used only for one to relieve himself. But again, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos clearly that we could be more lenient even if it's always used as a urinal, if it's not emitting a foul odor, and it's glazed and covered. The question that comes up is that typically such a material is glazed with a glass. And we, who follow the opinion of the Ramah, our minig is that we treat glass like earthenware. For example, when it comes to Pesach, we don't kasher kli cheres, and according to the Ramah, we don't kasher glass either. And therefore, says Tosfos, that even says the Taz, that according to our opinion, that we don't kasher glass, even if the earthenware, porcelain, toilet, is glazed with a glass material, glass would not be a heter for us. The Prima Gadim, Daruch HaShulchan, and most Achroinim disagree, because they explain that even though we hold that Hagola is not effective for glass, we do hold that that doesn't mean, as far as Hilchos Issur V'Heter, we hold that you can't kasher glass. But that doesn't mean that it's Beileya to the same degree that Kli Cheres is Beileya. And therefore, even though the halacha is stricter, as our Gemara teaches us, by Kli Cheres, it wouldn't be the same by, it wouldn't be the same even if it's glazed with glass. Others say that the entire discussion about glass and Kli Cheres, if they're treated the same, is only if they're being Beileya something which is warm. But here we're speaking about something which is cold, and therefore all of the halachas that we compare glass to kli cheres would not be applicable. The Gemara here continues saying, "Graf sharei v'abit toner abonin graf sharei v'abit shemei reglayim also likris krishma kenegdim v'abishen kem klum mei reglayim atzmam at shiyat l'toich hamayim." By it comes to mei reglayim, you could only say krishma or davin if you put water into it. Koshu, the Tanakama's opinion, which the Gemara goes into explaining, is a koshu. And Rav Zakeh says that the shear is a revius. So Tosfos here too says, Ovach yatav em revius, abel graf, efshadloi mahani mayim. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos is teaching us two different halachas. Tosfos is saying, on one hand, graf sharei, if it's made out of a material that's non-absorbent, metal, glass, we could be more lenient. On the other hand, Tosfos says, water, keeping water in the graf sharei or the abit shamei reglayim would not help. There are other rishonim who disagree, and they say that just like by mei reglayim, having water there is a eitzah, so too the halacha would be so by bitcherei graf sherei by bitcherei reglayim. The Rishonim explain that this machloikis too is perhaps related to the machloikis that we began with. According to the Rambam, there's a new category in halacha known as a beis hakisei, and the halacha that putting water is mevatel was only said on tsoya or mei reglayim themselves, not on this new category called the beis hakisei. Whereas, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the problem of a graf sharei and a bit shemei reglayim is that they themselves have a din like tsoya, they themselves have a din like mei reglayim. So then perhaps, just like by the mei reglayim, water could help to be mevatel the mei reglayim, so too would be the halacha by the graf sharei or bit shemei reglayim. Why are we having this discussion? Because we're having this discussion because sometimes a person finds himself in a place where he needs to wash his hands, and the only place available to him to wash his hands is in a bathroom. And the question is, a bathroom that has a toilet or a urinal, how do we treat such a area? And if we're saying, as we've learned now, that if the urinal, the toilet, are made out of kli cheres that are glazed, and according to the Rishonim, that if there's constantly water, which there usually is in these receptacles, so they may not have the din of a graf sharei and a bit shemei reglayim, and if a person needs to wash his hands, and of course he has nowhere else where to wash his hands besides in these places, we may have a heter under these circumstances to wash your hands in such a place. Actually, when we speak about such places in halacha, there may be another factor to take into consideration, and that's the Gemara that we learned on Daf Chavav Amun Aleph. Because the Gemara on Daf Chavav Amun Aleph says, Omer Rava, Hani Batika Soy de Par Soy, Af Bav Dis by Tzua, Tzoya, even though these basic Kisei de Par Soy have in them Tzoya, Kestumi Dami. And here too, we find the Machloikis Rishonim, what is the base about the Kisei de Par Soy, and what is the Heter? Many Rishonim want to say that this is actually the opinion of Rashi, are of the opinion that the Beis HaKisei de Parsoi had the area where one relieved himself, and where the actual waste material went, were not in the same place. It was like on a slant, and when one relieved himself, the waste that emanated from his body immediately traveled 4 amos, some say, according to Rashi, away. So if that's the case, that area isn't considered a Beis HaKisei, because the area of the definition of a Beis HaKisei is a place where there's waste. Here the waste isn't there, the waste is elsewhere. Others, however, other Rishonim learned ahead to the base about the Kisei de Parsoi, since the waste immediately drops down well below where the person is relieving himself, it's not that it travels to another place. Therefore, it doesn't have the halacha of a Beis HaKisei. It's very possible to say that this Machloikus Rishonim as well is connected to the Machloikus Rishonim that we spoke about a moment ago. And there's a very nice raya to this point as well. The Rambam, whose entire way of learning our Gemara is because the Gemara speaks about a Beis HaKisei being a place where one can say Krishma or Davin even facing that area, says if the waste is not exactly where one relieves himself, then the halacha doesn't consider such a place a Beis HaKisei. And it's whereas the other Rishonim learn that it has nothing to do with a Beis HaKisei. It has to do with Tzoya. And when is it considered Tzoya? It's only considered tzoya when it's right there. But if it's not right there, if the tzoya drops down, then it's not considered tzoya, and the problem of tzoya doesn't exist. And it's interesting to point out that if one looks in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down the halacha or the Beis Akisei de Parsoi. But the Rambam, that's in Simon Pei Gimel, Sif Dalit, Beis Akisei Shu Bechafira, says the Shulchan Aruch, or Piv Beruch Dalit Amos Managuma, the opening is 4 Amos away from the hole, for us to be madden, because it's made on a slant, Be'inyan, in a way, Sharei Miskalgo, V'noifel Miyad L'Merochik, as soon as one releases himself, the waist slides to a different place. The Kenem Erglayim Yord Miyad L'Guma, K'sosim Dami Mut L'Krispa. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be learning both Pshatim. The first Pshat the Shulchan Aruch speaks about is Harei Miskalgo V'noifel Miyad L'Rochik, that it immediately slides away. And then he also says that since Yorda Miyad Laguma, they go deep down, Kusasam Dami Umutta Likur Spa, one could say Krishma, Im Aim by Reich Ra, Vigam Aim Mashtin Bachutz Lagam Guma. We could take a more lenient approach. However, I do have to point out that there are Rishonim that say that this entire Heter of Beis Akisei de Parsoi is only said when it's not used constantly as a washroom. But a place that's used on a regular basis as a washroom, even though it has the characteristics that we now discussed of a Beis Akisei de Parsoi, perhaps we have, some Rishonim say, that we cannot be lenient on such an area, even though it has these characteristics. But it seems, from the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't learn that way. And it seems that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that as long as it has these characteristics, it doesn't have the din of a Beis Akisei, it doesn't have the din of Tzoya, and therefore we could be more lenient. Certainly, I saw that the Paiskim suggest that we could be lenient in a situation where, let's say there's a sewer pipe through which sewage travels, and the sewage never is in one place, but the sewage is constantly traveling. It's there, the Paiskim can perhaps say that is certainly considered a Beis Akisei de Parsoi. And where would be relevant? Let's say someone is davening outdoors, and he realizes that he's davening near a sewage pipe or a drainage type pipe. That is a situation where it seems one could be more lenient because the waste is traveling away. But the question that comes up is, again, where one needs to wash his hands. One is traveling on a plane, or one is taking a trip, and there are no other toilets, there are no other sinks available besides the sink in this bathroom. And the question is, can this bathroom be considered a Beis Akisei de Parsoi? This is a question that's discussed by many Paiskim. The Shaul Sechuvus Eretz Tzvi in Simen Kuf Yud and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, as the Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Aleph Simen Samach, discuss this issue. And there are a number of reasons why they want to take a more lenient approach in a situation where one doesn't have the opportunity to wash his hands anywhere else. Can he wash his hands in such a place? There are a number of heter. The first heter that we can mention is, as we've been discussing, since the toilets are made, even if they're made out of cheres, even if they're made out of earthenware, they're typically glazed. So, as Tosfos taught us, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that when it's glazed, maybe we could be more lenient. Another heter that they discuss is that if it's not used, if that area is not used strictly as a bathroom, if it's used for other purposes as well, then there too, there may be reason to be able to be more lenient. Because the Magen Avraham says that an area is only considered a Beis Akisei if it's used exclusively as a Beis Akisei. I did see that the Sefer Ishei Yisrael quotes Rav Chaim Kaminsky, because this question comes up quite often when we speak about in different places there may be a toilet or a urinal, but there's also a shower or bathtub or that room, even if it doesn't have a shower or bathtub, is used for other purposes. So what is the halacha? May one wash his hands there or not? So again, certainly he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says that we have to look at what is the main purpose of that room. And if the person mainly uses that room for for a bathtub or for other purposes, for a shower, so then maybe it's not considered a basic kisei, and we could be more lenient. And then the other question is that since we know that the toilets that we have with modern plumbing, one flushes and immediately the waste is removed, is that perhaps considered a basic kisei de parsoi? The Miches Yitzchak, as I said, and the Eretz Tzvi want to take a more lenient approach towards this question, because they say that it certainly should have the same halacha. There are paiskim, the Cheltes Yaakov, in Chelik Aleph, in Chelik Arachayim of the Cheltes Yaakov, Simon Beis, is not as prepared to be lenient about this question. He says that when we speak about the Beis Akisei de Parsoi, we speak about a place that as soon as the waste comes into that area, it's immediately dropped down into a pit that's far below where the person is relieving himself. However, in modern day toilets, where somebody is not actually, the waste remains until one flushes, so that would not have the din of a Beis Akisei de Parsoi, and we would have to be more machmah. But even the Cheltes Yaakov, who takes this stricter approach, makes a very interesting observation. He says, why would one have to wash his hands in such a basic kisei? He says, a person, the halacha is, after he uses the washroom, is obligated al pidin to wash his hands. A person who gets up in the morning may not eat or may not daven until he washes his hands nego vasi. The reason for that washing is twofold. You're not allowed to daven before you wash your hands. You're not allowed to do anything before you wash your hands. And in the bathroom, one comes into the bathroom, there's a ruach ro in the bathroom. Since there's a ruach ro in the bathroom, one must wash his hands. So he says a very interesting halacha. He says, even if we'll say that these areas are considered in the halacha as a Beis Akisei, and that the halacha is that when one is in a Beis Akisei, he has to wash his hands, and washing your hands in this area won't take off the Ruach Ra, he suggests it will be at least effective that you'll be allowed to daven and eat. And what he says is if someone has nowhere else where to wash besides such a place, he should wash his hands and afterward and then daven. And later on, when he comes to a place where he has water that's not in the bathroom, wash his hands again in order to remove any ruach ra that may have remained. But if we look in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael and Perek Nun Gimel, he has an interesting discussion about this entire issue. And he suggests that there are two reasons one would have to wash his hands. One is, like we just said, to remove the ruach ra. And one is, somebody has to wash his hands for netilas yadayim in order to be able to eat. So he says, it very well may be possible that our bathrooms that where we have modern plumbing can be considered perhaps like the basic kisei de parsoi. And again, especially with the material that the toilets and urinals are made out of, we could be more lenient as far as washing one's hand for negelvasser, washing one hand in order when one after using the bathroom. But he says when it comes to washing one's hand in order to be able to eat, netilas yadayim, there the halacha is stricter, and he therefore is not prepared to allow the washing of hands in a Beis Akisei in order to be eaten. But he quotes many paiskim, including Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya Yosef, and the Minchas Yitzchak, who say that if one washes his hands in this bathroom because he has nowhere else to wash his hands, and then he leaves the bathroom when his hands are still very wet, to the degree that if they would touch something else, they would make that material wet, which is known in the halacha of Tefeach Amnas Latfiach, that certainly would work for taking off the Ruach Ra. Maybe for a Suda, he's stricter, but if you have no other option, that is what you should do. So in other words, the halacha is that it's difficult to say that the basic kisei that we have now with modern plumbing does not have the halacha of a basic kisei. Only as far as the halacha of washing one's hands for ruach ra, negel vaser, or in order because somebody left the bathroom, there the paiskim are more lenient, that it's considered fine to wash your hands there. For netilas yadayim l'suda, one should be more machmer if he has any other options. I did see that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashuk Yechemet here on Daf Chavov says an interesting psak. He says that we could perhaps be more lenient regarding the bathrooms that are found on a plane because he suggests that a plane is not considered a bias. He considers a plane like a big closet. And therefore the halacha that there are of a beis hakisei would not apply, he wants to suggest, in such a situation because it's not a bias. It's just like a big box. And therefore, again, when somebody's traveling on a plane and he has no other option how to daven, how to wash his hands, maybe given all of the considerations that we mentioned this halacha, especially the material that the toilets and urinals are made out of, especially with the fact that they're not only used for one relieving himself, and of course, most importantly, because there is no other option, one can wash his hands. Perhaps best is to dry the hands outside of that area.